what he did find out who he has gotten his money from and how they reported and see if he's got
it. He's at home. Is it all right to get him at home, sir?
Yes, yes. That he's carried over from the other campaign. He's carried over some. We've paid $45,000 at the 17th station. I don't know whether that's in this group here or not. I thought he had that at home.
There you are, sir.
Hello.
Bill.
Yes.
I'm trying to think about it. I'm talking to Abe. Who it was told me there might be a tape recording on the 59 incident. Did you tell me that?
I told you that. I had the Sixth Service agent go back out and interview Blick, and Blick said that he might have done one in order to protect himself, but that if he did do one, it was long since erased. So that's what he told the agent.
Blick said that he might have done one to protect himself, but if he did, it was long since erased.
Right.
Why would he be... did he remember Walter?
Well, he was asked, did you interview this man when he was arrested? He said, I don't think so. He was then shown a picture of Jenkins, and he said, well, if I had to give a yes or no answer, I'd give a yes answer. He was then asked, if you interviewed him, would you have called someone on the Hill about it? And he said, well, I don't know whether I would have or not. I probably would have. Well, did you call anyone on the Hill? Well, I can't remember that I did. Well, if you had called someone, whom would you have called? And he said, I would have called his employer. In other words, you would have called the senator directly? He said, yes, I would have, but I remember that I did not call Lyndon Johnson. I could not call Lyndon Johnson. I did not do it. I know that. My mind is my memory is clear on that.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Now, we're really going to have to concentrate tomorrow on, is this going to be a public service speech?
Yes, sir.
And you got to get that early in the morning, and we got
right.
to really work on putting in my language a little
right.
bit. And it's just got to have some substance. I don't give
right.
a damn if we have to declare a peace treaty or a war or something. So they'll run us out of this country if we don't have.
Right.
And Rusk and Bundy and McNamara all ought to be called in early in the morning.
We're meeting early in the morning.
Looking it over. Any other news?
No, sir. Now, we'll be live, Mr. President, from your office in order to have the most effectiveness. We can go out tomorrow afternoon and tape it, that you look at it at WTOP. But it needs to be live, everyone agrees, in order to have that defensibility, the sense of urgency, and importance.
Well, we've got to get the makeup, we've got to get that small chair and the high cushions.
All right.
And we got to really lecture them on putting it right on you. To begin with, and holding it on you just
right.
as close as they can.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.